I've said it once. I'll say it again. New England fucking Patriots! Remember me, you punk ass motherfuckers! You want a piece of me, motherfucker? I'm right here, bitch! And I ain't fucking leaving! Until I get a piece of that New England Patriot ass, motherfucker! Until I get a piece of that Tom Brady ass! Tom Brady ass! Brady ass! Brady
ass! Yo!
Yeah!
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? You already know what it is. We're back.
Mm-hmm.
It's Not That Serious, the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We're here again.
Yes, we are.
Yet again. I know we talked about, yeah, we did an emergency pod last night.
We did it.
We did it. Yeah. You won't hear it.
You're not going to hear that
ever again. Because we were entirely too drunk and entirely too tired.
Too tired from all that damn celebrating.
We were doing a lot of celebrating. I was doing a lot of strenuous physical activity.
Niggas is out here jigging and...
And the way my cholesterol is set up. I'm not built for all that.
Listen,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we was in that bitch.
It was a celebration.
We was recording and we were like falling asleep.
Yeah, dead ass. Literally falling asleep like mid-sentence.
Because we were tired and we started drinking.
And, you know, we drank a... We can hear this girth. Yes. That is the monster jumbo size of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey original recipe.
It's illegal in Arkansas.
It is. You know, we was just drinking this shit.
And we just tackled it.
Going to work, going to town on it. going to pound town.
Yeah, he just wild. Like it was when he brought the bottle and I was like,
"Yo, because
are we shooting for a record?"
Because originally I had bought this for a music video, but I didn't bring it out. We shot the video.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Brian and PB&J who's in back. But I didn't bring it out for the video, and I was like just chilling. I was like, oh shit, y'all! I forgot my Jack Daniels in the car. Gotcha. So I was like, why not? Why not celebrate?
You're hefty.
My hefty.
You could kill a newborn panda with that bottle.
This is the size of a newborn panda.
Possibly.
This shit big as hell, but it's worth the money.
But you're saying, but if you're not privy to what's going on, you could be like, well, Mike, Elzy, you're thinking to yourself, why ever were you celebrating?
Mm.
Well, so random listener, we're celebrating because the motherfucking Eagles are in the motherfucking Super Bowl.
Yes.
After 13
years. 13 years. We are back.
No, 14.
Maybe 14 going on this
year. 14 years.
But we are back. And we are going against the same fuck boys that we played the first time.
The same fuckity fuck niggas.
The same fuckity fuck niggas. But this time we have a lot more confidence.
And we're ready to go, baby.
And I'm ready to.
We out here. We stomp Minnesota.
I need some of that Patriot ass.
Shout out to EDP. But not all the way shout out to you because you be wild.
He be bugging. Yeah, he's a little weird. But the game was great last night.
He's got the hairline of a deacon.
He does. Oh man, his shit is trash.
It's really bad.
His shit is horrible.
Like, it's terrible.
He's one of them niggas. He's going bald, but he just won't let it go. Like, bro, just cut it.
He's like that dude who like coaches on his son's team, but he's not really a coach. He's just around all
the
time.
He just watched like a lot of Pacers in the 80s, and he thinks he watched a lot of Reggie Miller and thinks that he can coach basketball or something. But nah, the Eagles played a great game last night. We busted on the Vikings ass. Shout out to you if you're a Vikings fan. Wainimi, Kyle, who else? Oh, Emil. You know, a bushel of them. There's only a couple of them in the area. But shout out to
you. They don't like to keep many blacks around.
Yeah, no, they don't. Because they walking around with that skull shit.
That skull is actually an imitation.
I didn't like it.
When you look at the skull, when they had that, that's actually a Klan helmet.
Yeah, when the hands make a triangle at the top, yeah, it's actually
that's their clan
a clan mask.
Exactly.
The more you know.
The more you
stay
know.
Stay woke.
See, the Eagles have been fighting racism all year. You know what I'm saying? And we have another battle with racism.
We are at the
up
top.
Again in 2 weeks against
the Grand Wizards.
Against the president, the kings of MAGA football. the New England of Patriots. And I know it's a couple of you black Patriots fans, a.k.a. tap dancers out there.
Oh, man.
Listen, y'all got seven already. Or however one. No. We're going to take this one, baby. You know what I'm saying? And everybody that's not a Patriots fan but rooting against us, listen.
Yeah. Just take our advice.
Take our advice. It's a tip for you.
Yeah.
It's a tip from me and a tip from him. You're going to take both of our respective songs.
Yep.
We're going to reverse.
Yeah, we're going to turn around. So
we're going to turn around.
You're going to be facing our butt.
And you're looking at our bus like, how can I do what I plan to do when looking at your ass? Yeah. Well, that's the thing. We're going
to
tuck.
We want you to be quiet.
We're going
to
tuck it in.
Yep.
Under.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to catch it. And you're going to suck it from the bike. From the back.
On the bike.
So, and that's the energy for these 2 weeks.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, and we deserve this.
And the craziest thing is, our energy is not going to change. No matter what happens in this game, it's not changing.
No.
All right?
I'm the same today. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be the same Tuesday.
I'm going to be the same in August.
I'm going to be the same next year.
Talking my shit.
You know what I'm saying? Because we out here.
Yeah.
It's time.
It's been a long time coming. Yeah. Think about it, bro. Philly's on the rise, man.
We're on the rise. Yo.
Sixers doing well.
Sixers.
Joel Embiid is an all-star. Come on, son.
And Ben should be an all-star, but you know, logistics. Sorry,
logistics. Roster spots.
But
it's all good.
We got to get Pimple Face DeRozan in there.
Yeah, whatever.
Shout out to him and his acne. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to John Brown for predicting that he might win MVP. And
that nigga, man.
He's making a case.
Yeah, he is.
I laughed at him on the episode when he said that.
He's definitely making a case.
But he...
We used to laugh at DeMar DeRozan. Man, like, oh, he can't shoot.
He got that three up. And boy,
he's dangerous now.
He's
dangerous. But you know, I like how he improved his game and he made himself three dimensional rather than one dimensional. Mm-hmm. And it gives me hope for Ben.
Oh, nigga, please.
What? I already had hope, but now my hope is even higher because DeMar DeRozan, like, people would literally leave him open.
Bro,
like,
once Ben gets a consistent jump shot, he's going to be the next LeBron. It's not even a question.
And you going to love it. And by you, I mean the haters.
I'm going to love it.
The haters.
You know what I'm saying?
Who's that on your shoulder? You remember that video? He's like, get it off your shoulder. And she's like, what? What? You didn't see that?
No.
He's like, the haters. Get the haters off.
No.
If you see it, you know what I'm talking about. That shit is funny. But if you got some haters on you.
You know what I'm saying?
You're a Sixers fan or a Sixer or an Eagle. You have haters.
We're going to end the sports on this note. Eagles going to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And like the late Jalen Ramsey, not late Jalen Ramsey, but you know, the previous person that was in there around, Jalen Ramsey, he's not around no more because his team lost, unfortunately.
Yeah.
We going to the Super Bowl
and we going to win that bitch.
Shout out
to him.
Elsie, what you got for us today? Because it's a lot.
I got a nice little lineup. Let me see. Let me get my phone out. But before we even go into that, shout out to our sponsor, Garden App Clothing on Instagram. Shout out to our boy Shelby. He actually has a website coming soon.
Yes.
He's going to have everything on a platform, so it'll be easier for you to buy stuff. You don't have to hit him up on Instagram. But as of now, you can continue to hit him up on Instagram at Garden App Clothing. It is a nice. He got sweatshirts, hoodies, hats, all of that. Website's coming soon.
New designs are in the works.
New designs, all of that. It's going to be different colors. Now, I mean, the shit is fire. So, shout out to Shelby. Hope you're doing everything you're doing at school. Also, let me get these shout outs out the way. Shout out to Jack Daniels.
Yes.
Our soon to be sponsor. Not sure when it's going to happen, but you got to speak everything into existence.
Exactly.
And also, excuse me, shout out to my boy. If you have seen our new Instagram and Twitter avatars.
Yes.
Shout out to my boy on Instagram. Let me get the exact name. Eric Aston. _ Eric Aston, a.k.a. the GOAT, a.k.a. Aston.
A.k.a. the man.
The man. He designed our new Abbeys and everything like that. And he, if you guys need any type of cover art, he does all of that. I know he has one Abbey, one picture that was in specific that was going around on Twitter a lot. It was a picture of Susie from the Susie Carmichael from the Rugrats.
Right.
And every girl was using that as their Abby. Mm-hmm. He did that. So if you're on Twitter like that, you know which picture I'm talking about. It's like a cartoon picture.
People, man.
Yeah, bro. Jersey is a melting pot of talent.
Isn't he,
Saturn's brother. Saturn's brother.
All right, that family.
That family is special.
Shout out to them.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Them some gifted niggas.
Yes.
Them some gifted. And they got another brother, too.
He's probably
gifted.
A savant.
Well, some sort. They real.
Listen, shout out to y'all. Jersey on the map.
Hey, bro, we out here. But let's see what we have. You know, we talked about our Eagles, so we're going to go into this. Speaking of birds, all these...
10 points.
All these Twitter birds.
10 out of 10. I love that transition.
Mad at... mad at Sierra.
Sierra!
Sierra, the woman that everyone loved and adored at one point, but now... The Twitter bitches and the Twitter hoes.
Automatic, supersonic, hypnotic, and funky fresh.
Oh, man, all the CNAs are tight. All the CNAs, and they're all mad, and their feathers are ruffled because basically Sierra said, in order to, into, and I'm doing the Jess Hilarious hand. You know, if you know Jess Hilarious, she does the hand. In order to get a husband, you have to act like a wife.
Now, so this is what basically transpired. She really didn't say much. Mm-hmm. She just posted a video with her caption, hashtag level up. And it was a video of this preacher dude going on a little spiel about how, you know, women like to complain that they're single and they go on with this mentality. They don't have the mentality of being a wife.
No, they don't.
And that's why you don't have husbands.
Which is arguable. And also, very valid.
Listen, sure. You know what I'm saying? And then once she put that out, you know, I like somebody called it on Twitter. They called them Plan B Twitter. Mm-hmm. Which I thought was
Plan B Twitter.
Which I thought was phenomenal.
That is hilarious.
They turned on her with the very quick speed. They were just dogging her, man. They saying now she got two baby mamas. How can she talk? Two baby dads. How can she talk?
Yeah. How do you have any wiggle room to say shit about anyone?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. She was engaged to Future.
Was that a bad decision? Sure.
Arguable. Depends on what your type is. And then she is obviously married to Russell. Now, she had a baby with Future. They were engaged. Didn't get married. Has a baby with Russell. Married. Mm-hmm. For you to say anything, because I know a lot of you, your mother's had babies out of wedlock. So you can't, you know, they're just...
You live closer to your uncle than your father.
Yeah. You call Uncle Dad.
And you call your pop dad.
So the fact that people actually got on Twitter and were judging Sierra.
Why are y'all out here that call your grandma mom and your mom Karen? And y'all talking down on Sierra when y'all was just cool with her a week ago.
Yeah,
I have an issue with this.
Everything was fine when Russell was taking pictures of her in the bed and people were like, oh, look at them black love.
They're
love,
wearing
love
their matching polos with dweeb wingtip shoes. You know what I'm saying? It was cute then.
You loved him
then.
But
then when she told you, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You might have to, you know.
When people were like, Sierra, what's your recipe for such a good life and a good husband? She was like, level up. And bitches got mad. Be better.
It's so like.
Stop sucking all that anonymous dick.
And you'll like, be. Maybe. Just possibly. You could avoid.
Yeah.
If you just. Don't have the a plethora of penises surrounding you. You might.
Just might,
you know, catch something nice.
Might have time to find you a decent man.
Maybe.
A wholesome man.
You know what I mean?
Ladies, don't get discouraged. There's still wholesome men out there.
Oh, it's a lot of them.
None of my friends are wholesome, but that's beside the point.
It's crazy because I'm your friend. I'm right here.
Well, like I said.
Jesus. Listen, wow. Whoa, there's a lot going on.
Well, like I said,
listen, I'm very wholesome.
Yeah, plead your case.
Yo! Listen, I am a wholesome black man.
It's like, nah.
As is all black men.
Yeah.
If he cheated on you, he was probably Dominican.
Yep.
That's facts. A fact.
That is facts. That man is not of the African American community.
No.
That nigga is Peruvian.
That nigga's from Taiwan, and he lied to you. But yo, that joke, it was funny to me. Like, they just turned on her so fast.
So fast. But you know, that's how everything is during this time. Like, people will really turn on you. And you know, we're like, Eagles fans, so we know how, we know how to turn on niggas too. Like, hey, shit to us. We'll turn on you in a heartbeat.
Exactly.
We Philly
fuck
fans.
You, Zion Williamson.
Fuck yo!
Shout out to you.
This
Zion, Zion Battier
really went to Duke.
Went to Duke with the other two top recruits.
Oh my gosh.
Fucking Korn.
Yeah, they got the other two and the top point guard.
They want to go with Coach KKK. Fuck Coach that nigga. KKK. Fuck that nigga, Zion. You gonna be shook once y'all run spot up shooting drills and you can't windmill from the 3-point line.
Yeah, they're gonna tell you to stop all that fancy ass dunking.
Yeah, they're gonna tell you to do 2-handed layups and aim for the box.
Niggas gonna be tight when they walk around with Coolest Monkey in the Jungle hoodies. Be mad as hell.
Coolest Monkey.
You gonna be mad as hell.
They're gonna be in Daredevil blue. Yeah. Fuck out of here, Zion.
Should have went to Clemson.
Back to Seattle. No, should have went to Kentucky.
What? That's your squad. Right? Well, shout out to Kentucky. You know, I have family. I have family there and everything. I think he should have went to UNC and been a Tar Heel.
I mean,
But the thing is, I
would have thought if he liked his future and wanted to be a proper NBA prospect, you come to Kentucky.
Well, if he would have went to
If you want to play 4 years and live your college career in Duke and then, you know, be in the G League for the rest of your life, go to Duke. You know what I'm saying?
And, you know, I can't even be mad because Adam did bring it up. He's like, why would he go to UNC? He's going to stay there for 4 years and do nothing. Which is that is what we get now.
You come
niggas don't
over
leave
here,
UNC.
You come over here with the Drake and Calipari gang.
Mm-hmm.
We throw you a nice bag your way. He get you an OVO chain.
That nigga would have had a Hummer day one.
You could have had a Hummer. You'd have had a Hummer and a white woman.
He got a white girl already.
You'd have had two. Anything your little Zion-y heart desired, we'd have got it to you.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be an NBA. You'd be a top 10 pick easily.
Yeah.
You'd be windmilling for the Bulls in a second.
Man, he should have went to Clemson because he's from South Carolina, so... He should have went there. Because nowadays, you don't have to go to the big schools.
You don't.
Like, think about it. Ben Simmons went to LSU.
Markelle Fultz
went to Washington. Damian Lillard was underrated, but he went to Weber State. You don't have to go to huge schools anymore.
Steph Curry went to Davidson.
And was shooting from half court when he was 9th, when he was 18. So, I mean, hey, man, you're living.
But back to Sierra.
You're living, you're learning. Back to these birds.
I had to let that go for a second.
Yeah, but you know, if you're mad at Sierra, then just look in the mirror.
Now listen. This is a rare appearance. This is understanding. Mm-hmm. You know, what I'm saying feminist Mike. Feminist Mike only makes an appearance about once every full moon.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Once every full.
So, do I agree that you know, single women, especially single women of color, have exceeding expectations of them in the relationship and sexual realms?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. But at some point, it's got to be, yo. If you want to know the formula and you don't like what it takes.
And you don't like the ingredients.
You don't like the ingredients. Then you can't make that dish, Mom.
You can't make it,
It ain't for you.
That platter ain't.
If you're going to ask her and she said, hey, maybe you don't do things this way.
Maybe you're putting too much paprika in it.
You know what I'm saying?
You're like, no, I like all my paprika.
I like
in
paprika.
It.
Then you don't want to make it right.
Man, you're just not. Hey,
you want to be over seasoned paprika.
Exactly. It's not going to taste good.
It's not. You know what I'm saying? Your devil eggs are going to be trash. And people are going to talk about you at the function.
Exactly. They're
not Trina with the trash deviled eggs.
Nobody's going to want your deviled eggs, Trina.
Nobody.
Because you put too much paprika in.
And you suck too much dick. You know what I'm saying? And niggas know about it.
Niggas know about you and your double eggs and your dick.
You act like you get a lot of DMs. It's not because you're interesting.
Yo, you know what I seen on
It's not.
This girl asked on Twitter.
They know because your throat goes from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet.
Oh, man. The bottom of your feet.
You got a tunnel throat.
Tunnel vision.
And niggas have chatted about it.
Oh, my goodness. But you know what was funny about that? I seen a girl post on Twitter and she was like, she was saying, I don't know if I'm cute or not because y'all be saying niggas will fuck anything.
Well.
But she's like, I can't tell if I'm cute. And then one dude, like, it just went unnoticed, but people, like, saw it. I think it had, like, likes, but nobody was retweeting it. And then finally, one brave soul was like, well, do you have a fat ass?
Yo,
and all she did was fuck. She was like, no. He was like... Hey,
yeah, we're really garbage. Like, we will tag
anything. You see a lot of these people's baby moms.
Yo, baby, like,
anything can get tagged.
I'd be shocked because I'd be like, yo, what would possess you not only to do it right, but to go raw
doggy?
Why would you gamble?
Ugh.
But then I forgot, yo, men, our main weakness, like, we really.
booty,
have a horrible judgment when we want sex.
Yeah.
Because when they, you know, people make that myth about post nut clarity.
That is very true.
Very real.
That'll change your whole day.
Yo.
That'll change everything.
Everything. I don't know how I used to, man, listen, because before I started jerking the jerking, I was doing scandalous to get sex, man. I was telling these girls uber lies.
Oh, man, you loved them and everything, huh?
I wouldn't say love them, but I was giving them hope. But now I just take care of myself, and I just keep going about my business, man. Oh, man,
you can bust that nut and be like, whoa.
Bro, everything is like...
You can finish your taxes.
It's like when you
it's
have,
like popping Adderall.
It's like when you, like, squirt the fluid on your windshield. And just,
God damn, my window
is
dirty.
That's my mind. I'm like, oh, everything is better. Ooh. Like, it's just...
It's just everything is just so
everything
much,
is clearer. Everything yo.
I can see clearly now. And the nut is out.
Yes, yo, oh, but that's clears your mind. We're terrible, man.
Man,
we got it.
Hey,
better.
All 2018, beat your dick before you make decisions.
Yo, bro,
woo.
Before I make a decision, especially concerning those of the
you're not gonna
want to
do it after you do
you're
it.
You're not gonna want to do it. And
you're not gonna want to do it.
You're not.
Nope. You're not gonna want to do it.
I promise you. When I've done that, like 9 times out of 10, I go, I'm good now.
Yeah, I'm good.
What's let's watch The Office for the 7th time.
Roll over
in a row.
And suck your thumb and go to sleep.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that was Sierra.
Oh, man. What was next?
I'm here for you, Black Queens. If ever you need advice, you think I'm hard on y'all.
Mm-hmm.
All the Queens. You know what I'm saying?
What's the saying go? A chest to cry on?
You know what I mean? Listen, I don't know what the saying is, but I'm here to help.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm here to help you. You know what I'm saying? Forward all your questions.
Mm-hmm. All your questions and concerns. And mainly if you're, what is it, if you're over 150
pounds. Over 150
pounds,
we can definitely talk about other things. If you're under 150 pounds, I can pick out your classes for high school next semester.
You childish woman.
You childish soul.
Well, we're going to keep it with the women's. This one had me sick, bro.
What happened?
This woman, man. She done asked us to boycott Netflix like niggas don't have episodes to keep up with.
Nikki
basically,
Parker.
Nikki Parker, a.k.a. Monique, tried to do a deal for a stand-up special with Netflix, and Netflix offered her a low number. And she was like, well...
So it was like $500,000, right?
Yeah, it was $500,000, which is low for somebody... You would think was low for somebody of her standard and stature.
That's
arguable. That's laughable, right?
That's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful.
It is.
Especially when Nikki Parker, a.k.a. Monique, asked, well, how much did y'all give fucking Amy Schumer? And they were like, well, we tossed her the bag. We gave her 13 mil.
And then I was going to be against this, but then y'all told, we found out last night that
D-Ray Davis
got $5 million.
If you don't know D-Ray Davis, just turn on MTV2 right now. He's probably hosting some show that only you are watching.
He's on the 8th.
And he's funny, but he ain't $5 million funny.
Nah, dog.
He ain't $5 million funny. He funny, but...
So that just killed all the momentum. Like, yo, y'all need to throw her some more money.
Throw her some more money.
Disrespectful.
Am I
boycotting Netflix? Fuckity fuck no.
Fuck no.
But, you know,
niggas
that's not right.
Niggas gotta watch Black Mirror.
Yeah. We got Stranger Things to watch. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas gotta watch that David Letterman special.
Yeah, I gotta catch up on that BoJack Horseman.
Yeah,
you
feel
me?
David Letterman interviewed Barack Obama. I gotta catch that.
Big Mouth season 2 is a thing.
Oh,
you know what
goodness.
I'm saying? So I gotta look forward to
that. She had me fucked up. Like, I remember seeing the video. I'm like, is she serious? Like, at the end of the day, she's still rich. So what the fuck do I look like boycotting something that I pay for? I give them my own money. Why would I boycott them and take my enjoyment away?
So you, can have
so you could have more money.
So you can have more.
What does that look like?
Like
I understand, you know, like you could say that they're discriminating. I don't know if they're trying to say that they're discriminating against women of color, but I know I just saw a picture. It was like the Fader had said it on Twitter. Is Netflix discriminating against women of color? And it was a picture of Monique and Wanda Sykes. Now, Mike, ask me. No, what? Now I'm gonna ask you. When's the last time you asked me? Yo, you seen that new Wanda Sykes drawing, bro?
I'm gonna venture to say never.
Fucking never. So,
but Wanda Sykes,
I highly, she's funny. They're both funny. But nobody's out here
checking for him. I would throw Wanda Sykes the bag before I throw Monique the bag.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. But nobody's out here checking for him. Monique is damn near irrelevant.
Yeah.
She hasn't really done
I
much.
Was, and that was going to be hasn't the main done argument. Anything. That was going to be the main argument until they said D-Ray got 5.
D-Ray got 5.
Now, when D-Ray gets 5, you throw your credibility out the window,
out,
Netflix.
Out the whole window.
It goes out the window because I been excited for anything D-Ray has ever been a part of.
Nothing. I don't think he's ever even been the lead in a movie. He's always the nigga who just does something for 5 minutes and then disappears.
He's the clip.
They definitely threw away all their credibility with that. But yeah. I don't know why they tried to offer Monique such a low number. Probably because they gave Amy Schumer so much fucking money.
Throw her the bag, man. If you're giving D-Ray 5 and you're giving Amy Schumer 13, you got to...
So now she's at 8.
I would say she's at 7.
That puts her at 7-8.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Do better, Netflix. Lower the prices, please. You're killing us. Up $1 every year. You need to relax.
It's getting out of hand. Speaking of prices, the prices of these goddamn sex dolls, my nigga. Have you seen these shits?
No.
Are they worth the money, though?
Hey.
Dog.
Hey, man.
Them just is like 2 stacks.
Hey, man.
2 stacks.
They looking like a couple of my favorite IG
looking
models,
like some,
man.
Looking like some $2,000 snacks.
You know what I'm saying?
$2,000 meals.
You know what I'm saying? With a couple chips with the deal.
Hey, facts.
Listen, think about it.
If you fucking a sex doll, you pay no money for condoms.
That is also true.
The more you know.
It balances out eventually.
She also can't talk back. Niggas is really out here trying to fuck these sex dolls.
Text message. I know what's gonna happen. Somebody's gonna text us.
She can't text back.
But yo, yeah, that and it's so crazy. They're making male ones too, right?
Yeah, all right. I heard those were already a thing though.
Yeah.
But now they weren't as realistic as these ones.
So basically, I was watching this thing on Vice. It's this show called
Shout Out Vice.
Vice, that channel is so dope. Shout out to
them. Really do.
Everything is interesting on that on that channel, man.
Yeah, they don't miss a beat.
They really don't. I was watching this show on Vice. It was called Slut Fever. Or it's like a sexual show.
I'm gonna say executive produced by 21 Savage and Amber Rose.
Sure. right. But it was this. They were talking about male sex dolls, and that's a lot of work. Goes into making those things, bro.
Were you watching that or how it's made?
But the thing was, like, it's how it's made, too. It's all that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know how much they charge is, say one person ordered one with a custom head,
You can customize the motherfuckers?
Customize the head,
Jesus Christ.
The customized head alone was $8,000.
Oh, my God.
And so, in addition to that customized head, with the rest of the body, it was... $13,500 for a sex doll.
So, oh my God.
And it had reattachable dicks. Like, you could have a...
It was a whole man.
Build a man. Whole man. It had body hair.
What the fuck?
Yeah, man. And then, like...
That sounds more detailed than the sex dolls.
It had attachable genitalia.
The whole time, women is out here mad as hell.
You had an attachment for a flaccid, soft penis and an attachment for a hard penis.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Why would you?
And then they went and met with this girl that she's a porn star.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she does cam modeling and stuff. Shout out to the cam girls out there. Mm-hmm. She had one where she was doing it on camera with the sex doll, man. And it was intense.
But it was
nothing I was subscribed to. But,
oh, man,
you know.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't do the subscription thing.
No.
Everything's free. Nah, man, these sex dolls, they look pretty real. But it caused such a such an uproar on Twitter because niggas was like, yo, I'm really about to cop up. Like, women, you better, niggas was on the side like, yo, you better step your pussy up, ma. And then the girl's like, but can she cook dinner for you? Like, bitch, you weren't cooking me none anyway. Like, that was just a big ass argument. But
yeah, it turned into another battle of the sexes.
I feel like if you want to buy a sex doll, good for you. If you want to have a real woman, great for you.
Buy a sex doll, nigga, more pussy for me.
Thanks. Exactly.
Yes, please do it. Hey. You think I'm going to have that on my credit card bill?
Not on my watch. Not on. Plastic. Brian said, I'd rather pay half the price for a day with a clean prostitute. What? A clean prostitute. Brian, if you find me a clean prostitute, I will find you anything you want. A clean one? Oh, wait, no, not prostitute, sex worker. Sorry, Nadira.
Ho.
A ho.
Yeah.
But, man, but listen, man, like, I don't know. The game's getting, it's shit spooky out here, bro. These robots look really weird. Like, really, not weird. It's real. Well, it is weird. It's just human. They're very real.
Like, every day I see something that's like, yo, Black Mirror is.
Oh, that's real.
Coming true. If y'all don't watch Black Mirror, yo, watch that shit, bro.
Just start on season four. I'm telling you. Season four, episode one, start there. Just go through the whole season.
Bruh. It's so wild.
Here's the $1 million question. Would you fuck a sex doll? The ones that were on the timeline? Like the.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Are you kidding me?
Brian, would you? Yep. Yep, there it is. Thick, man. Them things thick, bro.
If they just felt.
And they come in different levels of thickness.
If they feel even relatively human.
It's over. It's over.
Listen, I might get in trouble.
It's only a matter of time until somebody marries a sex doll. I feel like somebody already. No, there was an episode of Strange Addiction or something like that. The dude had married a doll.
Yes,
he married a doll. So he actually he light years ahead of us. He did that shit like 6 years ago.
He's a revolutionary.
Facts. He is a true pioneer, a true trailblazer in the marrying sex doll game.
the testimony of plastic.
It's only a matter of time. But also with the sex doll thing, I saw a tweet. Motherfucker, this Asian dude had an invisibility cloak, and he was standing like in the woods somewhere. He probably put the cloak over his face, and he would just disappear. It would just he would just blend in with the shit.
That's not good for America,
son. Do you know what I would do with an invisibility cloak,
bro?
I saw one girl say I would just walk into a bank and rob that shit. Hell fucking yeah.
That's disgusting. That was not even nearly my first
thought. It is. What was your first thought?
Was like, I'm going to the nearest
Planet
Fitness locker room.
Curbs? You're going to go in the Curbs?
I'm going in the Curbs. And I'm going to that locker room.
Oh,
and
man.
I'm setting up shop.
And they're going to, you imagine them in the locker room. They're like, yo, is somebody in here? And just all you hear is, like, what is that? I don't, what the?
Somebody doing double dutch?
What the fuck is it? And Mike's just in there beating his dick. Behind an invisibility cloak.
Why is this floor? Didn't they just clean the floor? It's so slippery and sticky right here. I don't.
You walk away and drive away. You walk out to the car and drive away in the mermaid mobile.
What an empty tank.
Yo. Oh my god, an invisibility cloak! But I couldn't tell if it was real though. It looked like it was probably like a green screen type thing. But for the sake of Twitter,
what would you do?
Facts, well, everybody, nothing. Facts do not matter. It doesn't matter.
Hit us up on Twitter and on Instagram. Instagram at Not That Serious Pod. Mm-hmm. Twitter NTS Pod. What would you do?
Yeah,
with an invisibility cloak.
Because I want to know some answers. What would you do with an invisibility cloak? Because honestly, I think what would I do? I don't know. It will definitely be in something along the lines of being a peeping Tom.
And then after that, after I've gotten that out of the way. After we've handled that important bit of business.
Yeah, because that's the first
one. We're going to go to a bank or we're going to go to a jewelry store. We're gonna rob it blind.
Yeah, blind as fuck.
And then we're going to pay off these student loans. And then we're going to live comfortably
for the rest of forever. Yeah. I think that's what I would do.
That sounds all right. You got to have priorities. You got to do the first. Jack off first.
Yeah, so you can clear your mind.
Clear your mind.
Then you clear your mind. Yep. You see how everything goes.
So you go into the robbery with a plan. See, we're not just talking, people.
We're not just running our mouths.
You know what I'm saying?
We know what the fuck we're talking about.
We're not just chatting.
When you get the invisibility cloak, you clear your mind. Clear your mind. You see what I'm saying? You clear your mind.
And then you clear those cabinets.
And then you clear those drawers.
You know what I'm saying?
You cash the fuck out.
Listen.
Hey, listen to us. We know what we're talking about.
You bust out, you cash out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Listen to us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We're not just up here You know what I'm saying?
We're just talking. No, we're not just blabbering.
We're not just talking.
We're
shit.
Not just talking just to talk.
We're like trying to help you.
We have a microphone in front of us. We're trying to help you better your life.
You know what I'm saying? So, engage in a misdemeanor / felony.
Oh, it's definitely just a felony.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a straight up felony. Out here beating your dick in bathrooms and robbing banks.
It's only a felony if you get caught.
Can you imagine if they find your DNA in both places?
They trace it to you?
Wow, the semen in the bank matches the semen from the planet.
The semen in the bank. Listen, I got bored.
I got bored. The bank teller was fine.
Listen, she was thick. She right? was thick. And I still had my invisibility cloak. So I said, while I'm here, kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, with one stone. And just knock it out. Clear your mind. Yeah, I'll try to clear my mind. And the cop's going to be like, oh, I get you. He tried to clear his mind. He'll understand. That might get you off. But, oh my goodness, man. There's so much going on. Let's talk about this government shutdown for a second.
Oh,
yeah. Shit's pretty funny. They're really trying to blame it on the Democrats. The
government shutdown, apparently. I haven't been following it that
it well. Doesn't. Government shutdowns don't affect everyday people for the most part. It only affects government employees and stuff like that, I believe. I don't know if it affects mailmen, people like that.
I just saw a mailman before I pulled up. So
it did? Okay. But I don't know how they're getting paid. I know family members, what happened? They only got paid for today. They went into work. They only got paid for, today or something like that. But there's something going on with, government pay. So I know military people aren't getting paid. Shout out to my boy Kyle. I saw him say he's in the military.
Shout out to your Camaro.
Hey, man. Bro. Listen, if you kneel for the flag, it's disrespectful. But if you don't pay the troops, it's because of a shutdown.
A shutdown that your boy caused. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, bro. Let me sip this.
A shutdown that old Trump Cheeto caused. And the fact that this dude is really trying to blame it on Democrats when they don't have majority in any of these areas.
Not a near goddamn seat in the House.
They don't run shit.
They said this is the first time in the history of the United States or something like that that there's been a shutdown when one party controlled the whole House.
Of course.
Or something like that.
That sounds about right.
Somehow, some way.
Because only he a true trailblazer and fucking up.
You know the thing about Trump, yo? I wouldn't mind him if he wasn't the president. He's fairly entertaining. It's just the fact that he's the commander-in-chief that really grinds my gears.
He's the end-all, be-all
of the nation. This shit is a damn shame. But
he's the fucking...
He's the president. You know, it just hit me like the other day. It just hit me.
If I went back into the past and I told myself in 2012 that Donald Trump would be the president, I would have kicked myself in the throat.
Nobody believed it. Remember, this man announced his presidency after his roast on Comedy Central and was like, I'm running for president.
After he let motherfucking...
Oh, my God. Jeff Ross roast him to smithereens.
Call him out on his rapes.
Running for president. Yeah. Yo, you know, speaking of rapes and sexual allegations, you know he cheated on his wife with a porn star and he paid her off?
Doesn't surprise me.
Doesn't.
Nothing you can say about him.
This is recent. He just paid her.
Nothing. Just paid this woman. Doesn't surprise me,
son, everything he's done since he got in office, if Obama did half of the things, bro... Obama would be sitting here next to us.
We'd be chatting talking
shit. Chatting it out. Oh, my God. But shit don't make no sense. But there's a government shutdown. It doesn't really affect the everyday people. But, you know, it is what it is. And I don't know who's going to figure this shit out. I know it almost happened when Obama was in office, but it didn't. But, you know, I don't know. This man is a mess. And his presidency needs to be over. Because I'm about sick and tired of this motherfucker doing all this dumb shit. Oh, well, what else do we have on the list? We have a long list of shit. Let's talk about music for a second. Joey Badass and XXXTentacion, Tentacles, whatever the fuck his name is. They're making a
ten
mix.
10 years of life?
10 years, yeah, 10 years. 10 years of life. Apparently they have a mixtape coming out or a joint album. Will you be tuning in to Joey Badass and XXX Slap a Thousand Bitches?
I gave a lot of things a chance, so I guess. If I could give his actual album a chance.
Yeah. But that was before he was on all of the bullshit he was on.
But he was on a fair amount.
Yeah, that's true.
if I could give his actual album a chance, which I did, and it wasn't even that bad, I can at least give it for the sake of Joey Badass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But Joey, even Joey's been slacking a little bit. Like,
no, man. He just ain't been getting a lot of shine. Like, his last album was good.
It was good. Yeah. I heard it. It was, to me, it was a little boring. I did like it, but it was just a little,
Yeah, he's not exciting,
though. Yeah, that album wasn't exciting to me, but it did have great songs, but, you know. It was good. So, I wasn't mad at it.
It's like different, just for the fact that it's such an odd pairing and so different.
Like, what the fuck are they gonna be talking about?
Listen,
they don't talk about the same things at all.
And that's why I gotta listen to it because it's like, how does this work? It's the intrigue, you know.
I don't know.
You have to see,
man. I
have to see
a lot of wrist slitting and a lot of synonyms and shit. I don't know where this album is going.
Quite possibly. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Because
the thing with XXX, he can actually rap, though. He just doesn't.
We'll see. Because
I know when I first heard Look At Me.
Maybe Joey will be the person like, yo, man, stop playing around and actually rap.
When I first heard Look At Me, I heard a song with XXX, and he was actually spitting. It didn't even sound like him, but it was his song, and he was actually rapping. I'm like, oh, it's not terrible. So I guess we'll see. I mean, I'm not excited for it.
Right.
But, you know, maybe I'll check it out for a second.
I'll see.
But speaking of music and shit, yo, RIP to Fredo Santana.
Yeah, man.
One of the pioneers of drill music out of Chicago. If you know Fredo, that means you know Chief Keef, Lil Reese, Lil Durk, niggas like
Glow
that.
Glow Gang.
There's all of them dudes.
Glory Boys.
Yeah, you know, all them dudes. Apparently, Fredo, what happened? He had a seizure.
Fredo Santana, he had a seizure.
Mm-hmm.
Based on liver and kidney failure.
Yeah.
Clearly, and a lot of that just stemmed from
his drug abuse,
where he was doing a lot of lean.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, he was going to check into rehab, though.
This was so messed up about it. He died as he was getting sober. He was like 70 or so days clean before this happened. But at this point, his liver and shit, a kidney or whatever it was, it had already failed him by then, and you know, he just couldn't help. Hold on, you know?
Shit's sad.
Basically, it's very sad. RIP. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he had to throw it in there.
And another thing, man. Shout-outs to Chief Keef, man.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out praying for him, you know what I'm saying? Because he's going through a lot, man. He's lost a lot of friends.
A lot of people. When you think about all the people that have passed away from that group.
A lot of people near him, man. Yeah, and they've died in some horrible ways.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you gotta... I'm hoping for his... Praying for his sanity, you know what I'm saying? So, because that's a lot to deal with, man. Like, and I just want to go off on a tangent real quick about people who, like, use this opportunity to, like...
Bash them in any way?
Bash people who abuse drugs. Like, listen, there's a way to discourage drug abuse without condemning and denigrating drug abusers, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like... I used to be like, oh, people just wonder, like, yo, these people are sick, man. At the end of the day, like, these people...
It's easy to say that they just do it.
It's easy and lazy to say, oh, they're just a crackhead, or they're just this, and they're just that. It's stuff in their lives that's happened to them that forced them to believe that this avenue is the... Excuse me, is the only viable way to escape their situations. Like, you got to look at people like Chief Keef. You got people look at like Fredo Santana. Look at where they grow up, where they come from, how they live every day. You live in poverty, number one.
Yep.
Poverty and being a black young boy in America is hard already, number two. Then you're affiliated with gang shit, and then you got your friends that are affiliated with gang shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you see your friends and your peers get killed every day, and in addition to the dangerous life that you live, and you run the risk of being shot and killed every
and
day.
And in addition
that's
to
stressful.
That,
stressful. Like, you people, I wouldn't be surprised that people turn to drugs to numb that.
And in
addition
to that, niggas are uneducated.
You're uneducated, so like they don't
ignorant.
Know nothing.
They don't know,
and there's nobody, and nobody's going to these places to teach them. And the few places that will don't have the proper resources and aren't given those proper resources to reach the amount of people that they should. So it's never, it just sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so people don't use that. Oh, like, just say rest in peace like a normal person.
And get to stepping.
And just keep it moving.
Don't be like academics out here talking about, oh, let's flash back to when Fredo said that he said he was going to kill the Migos. No, why are you bringing that up? Like, come on, son. Yeah. Like, he's a fucking
trash,
weeb.
Man.
He's weeb. Cold, like, yo, I had to delete the picture of me and him on Instagram. I had a video with that nigga. I had to delete that shit.
Man.
I had to get rid of that. That was not a good look. I did not want to be. That nigga had his arm wrapped around me. And,
some chick posted a picture of some dog throwing up purple.
Yeah.
And said, this is him as he passed away. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with niggas, man?
People are weird.
You people, like, y'all just do shit just for shock value. Like, yep. Yo, these are people with families. These are people with friends. Mm-hmm. People cared about these people, man.
Everything's for retweets now. Everything's for attention and clout. Should have said.
It's not acceptable under any circumstance.
Should have said.
It shouldn't happen. Like, unless... I want us especially as black people, we're really hard on drug abusers. Mm-hmm. We just say that it is what it is. They are who they are, and that's what they want to do. Like we don't have the sympathy,
mm-hmm.
or willing to have the understanding to understand these people,
mm-hmm.
and what they're growing through. Yep. And it's not just people want to take drugs, man. It's a situation around their lives,
mm-hmm.
that caused them to want and need that escape, and they use that as an escape. You know what I'm saying? Like me as a young boy, my escape, video games.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It was anime. You know what I'm saying? It was watching HBO porn at 8 o'clock at 10 o'clock at night.
Catch that cat house.
Watching cat house. You know what I'm saying?
Where they found Lamar Odom.
Yeah, watching real sex.
Watching hella soft porn.
Hella soft porn where they only showed the boobies. I was like, I used to think, yo, this white man is killing
me. Oh my god, he breaking this shit.
Pleasure Beach House Vacation 9.
When did I realize that they did not have black people on there? There was no nigga.
Yo, it was no nigga.
There was no black people on any of the HBO sets.
Like,
none of the Showtime, Cinemax, none of that.
Oh, I know we just talked about Fredo Santana, RIP.
But on a lighter note.
On a lighter note, I want to talk. Let's talk about porn for a second. Just for a second. Indulge me.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what age you were when you made the transition from the HBO-like stuff to the hardcore?
The hardcore shit?
Hardcore, you see the dick going in type stuff?
I don't even know. Probably when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime in high school. I don't know, whenever phones got smart.
Right.
Yeah. When phones got smart, I got smart too and just typed it in my domain.
Would you put in big booties porn?
I don't know. And also, you know what really got me? Tumblr. Oh.
Yo, man. Shout
when
out.
I made a Tumblr.
Oh man.
I went from a boy into a man.
To a man. Tumblr, the freaks are on there, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Shout out to Tumblr.
That's where you get a lot of your booty from.
Hey, man. I don't subscribe to that no more.
Hey, Mike was getting all the Tumblr ads. Yeah. Yo,
a few years ago.
Me and Mike was actually out on Tumblr. Like, yo, like, niggas had, we had a following and everything.
I did a massive
following. You had a decent following.
But then that following went to a certain demographic.
Yikes.
And I started getting messages.
Gay people?
And I started getting. All right, so let me explain.
I had it. That happened to me too.
Let's do a preface.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was on Tumblr for a while. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a heavy set fellow. You know what I'm saying?
That's what they call. What do they call you, bears?
Relax. We're getting there. Relax. We're getting there. It's a build. Mike.
Okay,
it's a build.
Okay.
So I'm of the pleasingly plump persuasion. You know what I'm saying? I got a little heftiness to me.
Mm-hmm.
Girth all around.
Hey. Talk to him.
Girthy all around.
Hey.
But you know, I was on there, you know what I'm saying? That was where I first really saw that, like, oh, actually, it's girls out here that's checking for bigger dudes. Like, oh, this is kind of lit. So they would do things like blackout days or something where you could, like, post pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And you get mad. Like, people, like, you get circulation and people follow you and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right, cool. That's kind of lit. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what that's about.
Yeah, see what's that.
So I was doing it, you know what I'm saying? And at first, it was really dope because I was getting a lot of bad Jones, like DMing me, talking to me, hitting me up. And then somewhere along the line.
Oh, man.
My pictures have made it to the corner of Tumblr where I don't venture, where, you know.
Oh, man. The meat, made it to the meatpacking district.
To, like, the gay dudes. And, you know, shout out to them. You know, I love y'all. Do what y'all do. But it ain't my lane. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I started seeing my pictures get, like, reblogged onto, like, pages for, like, where they would do things where they had, in the gay community, they had this thing called, quote, unquote, bears, where it's, like, chubby dudes where that are hairy and they look, it's a bear, they're like a bear, whatever. And it would be like, all right, so I will see, like, these people follow me. I would get messages from dudes. It was like, but the Abby would just be a dick. Or yikes. Abby would just be a gaping asshole with hair. And they'd be like, hey, baby. I'm like, what the fuck is going the fuck on in my life in 2015? What the fuck am I living like? And you know what I'm saying? And the shit was crazy. And it was off. It was happened so much. And people were like, like on Tumblr, something called reblogging. They'll reblog my picture. It'll be like, it'll be my picture, then two gay niggas blowing each other. Then.
We're not wrong. Nothing wrong with two gay niggas blowing each other.
If there's something wrong with it under my picture. Like, I subscribe to that behavior. And it's a signal that be like, yo, the picture of the nigga up here. It's down.
They just throw out the bat signal for you.
They threw a fake bat signal out on my ass. They
put the eggplant emoji inside.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga's down for the meat show.
Let me tell you how I accidentally, I don't know if I did anything wrong.
And you know, I'm sorry.
Okay, you go ahead.
After that, I had to lay low because it was getting hot.
It was getting hot, all right.
And then, like, every day, spicy. It was more and more. You don't want to be that nigga on, especially on a place like Tumblr, and be like, hell, can the gay dudes chill?
You can't say that.
I'm not eloquent enough to say it without sounding crazy. But, you know, I had to dip up out of there, and I'm cool now.
Hey,
I'm about to delete it, honestly.
Yeah, I think I should delete mine too. But I went through a phase like that when there was just gay niggas on my. I think I put like a picture for like blackout or something. Right. Like how you said the blackout thing. I think I posted up like a couple pictures and like happy blackout or whatever it was, and you know it was circulating Tumblr, you know, getting like, you know, reblogs and likes and shit, and then it started being, you know, some gay niggas. I'm like, I appreciate the love. I will never say no to a compliment. Like, it didn't...
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Like, it didn't matter, but when I was on Twitter one time, and I had changed... No, I mean, I'll be on Twitter. I'll be clowning and shit. I had changed my bio to 5'5 with brown eyes, right?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Nah, you sent your own bad signal out there, boy.
I was just listening to, like, the City High song. And I was just like, yo, that'd be funny.
And they want to know about your smile like the sunrise.
Hey, bro, listen. 2 seconds later, some nigga was in my DMs. He was like, hey, what's up? And he was clearly gay in his Abby. I'm like,
nah, the way they was coming at me, though, it was like, yo, what's good, big bro? And I'm like, yeah, Abby is an asshole. That's some, bro. We can't have a normal, like, discussion, my nigga.
The nigga, he said something. He was like, yo, what's up? I was like, the first thing I said was, I'm not gay if that's what you think is going on here.
And he was like, show me that.
Yeah, and he was like, why do you think I'm gay? I'm like, you're Abby, bro. And as y'all know.
What was his Abby?
I can't even remember, but let's just say he was serving face. Right? I'm like, this dude is clearly gay. And I didn't have a problem with that. You know. He said what he said. I was like, you're Abby, bro. I think he said something else. And I think I had ended up blocking him. I was in a darker time.
That was an unwoke time in our lives.
I was unwoke. You know, if this was me from today, I would have been like, hey, bro, I don't roll that way. We can be friends. But also, one time, man, have you ever received a dick pic? That shit fucked me up.
I
clutched my pearls.
Yo, let me say something. Let me say something to all the ladies.
Bro.
I feel for you now.
Yeah, that shit fucked me up.
But because back in my unwoke days, I'm like, yo, it's just a dick. Get over it. When girls would complain about, like,
hey, baby,
dudes
just,
sending random dicks.
It's just anatomy, baby.
And it was like, it was, like people just sending dicks randomly with no context. Mm. And I used to like be like, part of me back then was like, oh, first of all, was A, they're lying, because that was some, that wasn't no no behavior that I would subscribe to. Like, mm-hmm. who in the fuck would ever do that? Yeah. Like, yeah. why would you, like, how do you lead a convert? How?
Yeah.
But
they out here like that, though.
They do that.
Niggas is different.
And niggas did that to mm-hmm. me. And I feel for you ladies, because that mm-hmm. is a harrowing experience.
Oh, man. Had us ready to go out there for the Women's March.
I felt assaulted. I felt hurt.
I was hurt.
I was like, I clutched my pearls. I was like,
oh, you're disgusting. Sis,
and
pig.
And I was like, yo, this fucker is bigger than me. You son of a bitch. Are you bragging? No, I'm really blocking you.
This nigga trying to flaunt on me? Yeah,
you out me trying to flex, nigga? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yo, hey, you did that. Nigga said you were on Snapchat. I don't even know. I don't
on
know
Snap?
Who, bro, I don't even know who this nigga was. I didn't have him as a friend or anything. I just received a snap. I was like, who the hell is this? I opened it.
Who the fuck is that?
It's a dick. I'm like,
it's a dick.
I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I don't even remember if I responded. I don't think I responded or not. I think I just blocked that person off rip and went back to sleep.
And
that,
yeah.
I
oh, what happened to you when you was on a sleepy
bro,
sleep?
Bro, I think I was chilling. Like, I don't remember. Bro, it was bad. I think I took a cold shower after that.
just sat down. Took a shower, just watched just in the shower, shame.
Like, I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to shed no tears.
Baby, I'm not gonna cry.
This is a dick to sit on the phone.
And
I
you're worth my tears.
And it's just a dick on the phone. Just chilling.
Just there.
Yep.
It was like, existing. No, my nigga.
That was bad.
What the fuck are you doing?
Listen, man, you can be gay and all. I don't care. We don't care. What's that saying?
I don't care.
We don't care, who you fucking
is. Unless you're fucking.
As long as you're not a pedophile, because somebody tried to say, yo, anybody?
Yeah, like,
fuck out of here. Come on, son. You know what the fuck we mean, nigga. Fuck out of here, nigga. You know we talking to you, nigga. I know you hear the shit right now. Yeah. But.
Who said that dumb shit? No, you tell me.
I'll tell you. Yeah. No, I know. I'll say his name. Lamont.
Oh.
Yeah, him.
Problematic Lamont.
Probably, as per usual. But, yeah, man. We didn't have our fair share of internet abuse.
Yeah. Like, lady, like. I talk a lot of shit on here,
mm-hmm.
but in that regard, oh. I feel for you.
Oh, man.
Because that was some man. Shit.
You want to talk about vulnerable?
I felt used and abused, and I didn't send a word. I said a word to this nigga. I felt like garbage. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, God. Oh, stop. It was bad, though, man. But I think... I think we just about covered everything. Almost. I mean,
what else is there? Is there anything else?
The bachelor party, bachelorette parties.
Oh, yo, yeah. Tell you do. Okay, do a frame of reference for this.
Yeah. We'll close on this.
Make sure you have you're gonna have the video on.
I'll tweet the video on our Twitter. Not that serious.
Put it on our Instagram too. Fuck it.
I don't want to get our Instagram blocked.
Let's just put it on Twitter.
Actually, no. There's no nudity in it, so I might be able to do it. But basically...
But check for the Twitter mainly.
Yeah, check for Twitter mainly. But basically, there was this bachelorette party. It looked like it took place in the 90s sometime during Freaknik. And there was just like... It was like the male strippers. And it was like their highlight tape, I guess. And it was like... Niggas had a highlight tape for their, I guess, the parties that they do. And these men were just... Oh, man, it was bad. Like, they were just slinging dick all over the place and humping people's, who probably moms now and grandmoms.
You know,
it was bad.
My biggest fear of those videos, those grainy videos.
Oh, you're just looking around like.
And then you see.
Oh, wait.
You see your mother.
Is that? Oh, no.
Is that?
Listen, if my mom.
I'm like, yo, that joint busting it out on that car. She a freak bitch. Mom?
Nah, listen.
Mama?
Nah, bro. It was bad, but at the same time, it's like, yo, niggas gotta eat.
niggas don't gotta do that shit. They don't gotta do that shit.
Bro, God, listen. Damn. Now that put fear in my heart, in my eyes, in my mind. Ain't no bachelorette parties going on with my wedding, okay? Because that shit was just uncalled for. And it just made me think. Also, women, if you let's get this. Women, if you've been to a bachelorette party, please tell us about your experience. And after we post a video, you can tell us if it looks anything remotely close to the bachelorette party that you were at. Because that shit was fucking wild. Niggas running around in G-strings. Niggas running around in thongs. Slapping their dicks on people's foreheads and shit. And women were like,
oh! And they were loving it, though.
Sucking titties, oh my god. Like, and I, trust me, me and we watch some wild shit on the internet and in the tubes. But I ain't never seen no shit. I ain't never seen nobody act like that. And it was very, I guess the fact that the time frame is more disturbing than anything. Because it's like, yo, that was when, that might have been when our moms was like.
You could very well. Oh. See, like.
And think about it. It was somebody's mom in those videos. Had to be.
Somebody's mom.
Somebody's mother was in there.
And man, listen.
And boy, oh boy, was she getting the dike.
I would wish that on my worst enemy.
Was she getting the pipe?
See him. Oh god.
Mm. Well, we're gonna let you. Let you sleep on that and wonder if your mom was ever part of a brothel.
Or she was in. Is there a video of her and Freaknik getting her black blowed out? Know what I'm saying? Think on that. Next time she makes you that lasagna you like.
Oh no!
Oh my god!
Lord have mercy.
Know what I'm saying? Next time, you know what I'm saying? Next time she brings you, you know, she's at your graduation and she's clapping her hands. Think about when she was clapping her ass on top of that van. With a
Damn, to my booty in the pain! Damn, to my booty in the pain!
With a camcorder 2 inches away from her hymen. You know what I'm saying? You think about that. While Uncle Luke plays in the background.
Oh, boom, doom, 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 doom. And while somebody's in the back staring Trick Daddily.
Hey! Hey! Ammo, hey! 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 Ammo, hey! While nigga in an HBCU sweatshirt.
No, yeah, that's what we're going to do. Ask your mom about the 90s. If she hesitates in any type of way, walk away. I mean, she was real nasty. The '80s and the '90s, bro. It was a party every day.
If you ask her about Freaknik and her eyes roll back or she starts looking off somewhere else, don't look at any footage because you will find her.
You're going to find it. Oh, man. Bro. Jesus. I think we're good for today. I think we're going to end on that. I think I'm good.
I think that's a good, strong.
Yeah. Think about that. Think about that. Just ponder on
it. Ponder on that. Yeah. You take that with you.
Yeah. Put it in your pocket.
Oh, we're a mess.
This has been another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast.
The podcast.
You know what I mean? Once again, the Birds are in the fucking Super Bowl. We're going to be having a Super Bowl edition coming up. That's going to be episode 10. So episode 10 is in 2 weeks, most likely. And we're going to have a special for y'all. We're probably going to do a giveaway. We're going to try and do something with Garden Apparel, maybe. Try and throw something in the bag for y'all. Know what I mean? Might send you some Eagles gear. I don't give a fuck if you're Eagles fan or not. We're going to send that shit to your crib. Indeed. Tune in, bro.
Tune in, baby.
Might even have a 0.5 episode just to let y'all know exactly what we're going to do. So if we try and do a giveaway or something, we just going to send it to you. You know what I mean? But in the meantime, stay black. If you're white, stay black.
If you're white, stay black.
If you're listening to this, you better stay black.
Listen. Oh, yeah. Before we go off. We got, remember, we're looking for theme music.
Oh, yeah, theme music.
All the producers.
Send it to
all
us.
All the SoundCloud hitters.
Yep, hit that.
Especially if you're from Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Any type of art. Also, shout out to our boy again, Eric Aston, @_EricAston for the art. And
we appreciate that.
Yeah, we super appreciate that. Yeah, man. Shout out to you if you're listening, and don't forget to give us ratings and shit. 4-5 stars.
Yeah,
only.
Man. Rate us, man. A write a review.
Catch us on Google Play and Spotify coming soon. We out of here.
Peace.
Bet 20 more, I hit the first row. Freaking bitch on go, she gone off the road. Run up in your house like I'm commando. Clip hanging out the Glock, the stando. Shoot! R. Kelly. You playing get deadly. His burger got no jelly. I'm counting up Fetty. You talking already. I pull up with choppers that come on Mercedes. I'm fucking on Betty. Her head got me steady. I call her Lil Caesar. That bitch out of ready. My gun in Lil Caesar. That bitch out of ready. I done my little bitch. Now that bitch out of jealous. Hold up. Let me call my bro. Shoot a nigga till he dead and say he killed himself. Fill him with a hole like a criminal. Paralyzed waist down, now he can't feel himself. Right on my guy, man, I swear it ain't nothing else. Freaking bitch, I make her touch herself. I'm ballin' that channel like fuck a real. Leave his ass like I blow him like bad, bro. Whoa. 007 hit him with a whip and got her. Go. When the police come, dip on the ground. Cause 100, some on that look around. Little bitty boy, you still eat off the ground. You see them Haitians, they up on the ground. Shh, don't make a sound.